Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Bamidbar, Being with Moses. If we look in the beginning of Parashat Bamidbar, we have a list of the Nesiim. Who are the people who will be with Moses? V'itechem yiyu. Hashem says, count the people. He says that you should count all the people from 20 and up. You and Aaron. V'itechem yiyu, and with you, you, Moses and Aaron, will be ish lamateh, every person. Well, every tribe will have a leader. And who are those leaders? These are names. Reuven, Elitzur ben Shdi, Shimon, Shlumiel ben Zuri Shaddai. Each tribe has their own leader. Most famous among them, Nachshon ben Aminadav, Lamateh Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah. Then, after describing who the tribal leaders are for each tribe, when the Torah describes the encampments, Three tribes there, all around the Mishkan, the tabernacle in the middle. Again, it describes the numbers of people in each tribe, plus V'nasi l'vnei Yisachar, Netanel ben Tzuar, V'nasi l'vnei Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav. Each tribe, who is the tribal leader? If that's not enough, not only are their names mentioned here twice in this parsha, but then the Jews in Parshat Naso, those tribal leaders brought offerings, one each day, of the 12 days, beginning of Nisan, for the dedication of the tabernacle. Each day, we name the Nasi, Nachshon ben Aminadav, Elitzur ben Shdi, etc., each one of the tribal leaders. If that's not enough, when they were about to travel, so it says that the Jews began to travel, and they started traveling according to the words of God, as was planned, and Judah went first, And on the encampment for Yehuda was Nachshon ben Aminadav, etc. Eliav ben Chilon, all the different leaders we know and love, Elishama ben Amihud, all of the tribal leaders. So three times, in three successive parshiot, we have mention of the Nesiim. The question is, why is that so important? And I've argued over the years that in fact, this is very important. So important is it that the theme of Nesiim continues to plague us throughout the book. We have in Baalotecha, we have various sins, the complainers, and Vatochel Bikzeh Machneh, when the people complain, some people say that it was the leaders who complained, and that's why the fires ate up Bikzeh Machneh at the edge of the camp. Some say Beksinim Shbahem Uvagdolim. Some say in Rashi that it was the greatest people. It was perhaps the tribal leaders who indeed got us into trouble. Then later on, the next big sin in Parshat Shlach. In Parshat Shlach, what do we have? We have the Ish Echad Lamateh, called Nasi Bahem. Each tribe sent a spy. They were each a Nasi Bahem. They were each tribal leaders. They were not the leaders we mentioned before. They were perhaps a little younger. Yoshua bin Nun, Kaleb bin Yefuneh. But they were Nesiim. Then we have the terrible story of Korach and the rebellion of Korach. And who indeed were the rebels of Korach? Well, they were Nesiei Edah. They were Nesiim among the Edah. People lifted above others. People who were presidents, leaders, Kriyei Moed, people who were called for special occasions, Anshei Shem, people of a great name. It was the leaders in each case, or the people who disappointed us. The leaders of the people who indeed sinned. And at the end of this book, if we're going to indeed march on to the land of Israel, then as things begin to get better in Parshat Chukat, Parshat Balak, and then we start traveling, Parshat Pinchas, we start winning wars, and Matot, and Maaseh, we start traveling, once again, we find out the name of the new Nesiim. Who are the leaders of the tribes now? And what are their names? Who will give out the land? Nasi, Chaniel ben Ephod, and Kemuel ben Shiftan, and Litzafan ben Parnach. Again, the names. And indeed, how does this book end? The book ends, indeed, on two cases. The case of the adjudication of land regarding Reuven and God, whether they could go to the other side of the Jordan. And how do they adjudicate their case? They come and they approach Moshe and Aaron and the Nesiim, the leaders of the tribes. We have another problem. We have a problem of the daughters of Tzlafchad. And when the tribe of Anasha were not happy with the arrangement of the daughters of Tzlafchad, in front of whom do they present their case? Fnei Moshe? They present their case in front of Moshe and the Nesiim. So it's very clear. The ideal was set up the camps, the Nesiim, with you, Moshe and Aaron. There will be people who will be with Moses. They will be the leaders of the tribes, and they will help to adjudicate the cases. They will help to make things smooth, as Jethro had clarified with Moshe himself. Then what happens? It's these very leaders who are not with Moses, they're against Moses. The spies are against Moses, the Korach people are against Moses, and they are Nesiim, they are leaders. And somehow there was a failure of these leaders to squelch the rebellion, the leaders that we mentioned. And then, when things begin to improve, you have Pinchas and other leaders, and then you have the Nesiim begin to play their role, and eventually they'll give out land, and eventually Moshe will not be alone, and Yehoshua, it was appointed. If you look in Parshat Pinchas, where Yehoshua is appointed, he's not appointed to lead by himself. He's supposed to stand in front of Elazar. And who is Elazar? Elazar, if you look carefully, is Nasi Halevi. He is the ultimate Nasi. He's the Nasi of all the Nasiim. And he is going to guide Yehoshua, because Yehoshua also cannot be by himself. He cannot lead completely by himself. He's going to be guided by the Nasi Halevi, the head of all the tribal leaders. Because without help, Moshe can't function. Yitro is right. Now, Vol Tibol, you fall apart. Not just because Moshe will be tired, but because in order to have a successful country, you need grassroots. You need people in each tribe to get involved. It can't be one person at the top and all top heavy. We need to have tribal leaders who represent a representative government, who represent the entire nation. And that's what this parsha is about. It looks boring. It's the leaders and the counting. What are we talking about? What's so important here? And why do we keep repeating the names of these tribal leaders ad nauseum? They even have names of the Levite leaders. And the answer is, Itachem yiyu ish ish lamateh. With you, Moses, and with you, Aaron, there will be leaders. There will be people who will help you. There will be people who will be on your side. And it's with that help, and it's with that participation, and with that type of situation, with that, you know what you'll have? You'll have a nation that's guided not by one person or two people. You'll have a nation that in a grassroots level is with God, is with Moses, is with the Torah. And with that, they can surely go on to conquer the land of Israel. That's the importance of the Nesiim being with Moses. And at this time, we're always on Parshat Bamidbar getting ready for Shavuot. What is Shavuot? That indeed Moses will go up to the mountain. But the question is, will we be with him in spirit? Will we be ready to receive the Torah with him? He's going to see God face to face. And for a moment, the Jews too will see God face to face. Panim v'fanim, diber Hashem v'machem, b'har mitoch ha'esh. In Parshat Vayechanan it says, face to face God spoke to us. We also had a moment where we were with Moses. He was up there and we were down here, but we were with him. And we became like prophets for a moment to be able to hear the word of God directly. That's the question. Are we with Moses or against him? Are we part of that grassroots level that's going to support the building of the state of Israel in our time, the building of Jerusalem as we celebrate Jerusalem Day, the rebuilding of Torah in the world, in America, and all around the world? Will we be part of that? Will we be with Moses? That's our challenge as we finish the Sfirah, the counting of the Omer, as we get to the receiving of the Torah, as we get to Shavuot, as we get to Mount Sinai, as we begin to conquer the land of Israel in this book of Bamidbar, and in our lives today, in the world we live today. That's our challenge. That's what Bamidbar is all about. Will you be with Moses or not? Thank you.